This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. Rebels in Libya say they are encroaching on one of the last strongholds of the country's longtime ruler, Muammar Gaddafi. Meantime, they're consolidating power in the capital. We're joined now by NPR's Jason Beaubien, who is traveling in the country. Hi there, Jason.
Hello.
So, Jason, explain how much of the country at this point is considered in rebel hands.
Almost the entire country is now in rebel hands. There are only a few pockets of towns that are the few places where there are loyalists who are holed up. One of them is Bani Walid, and we're on the road outside Bani Walid. The rebels are saying that they're moving towards Bani Walid. Also the town of Sirte, which is the hometown of Gaddafi. They've given Sirte another week, they say, to surrender and join the revolution peacefully. And then there are a few other pockets further south out in the desert. But for the most part, the rebels control the entire country now.
And you said you're actually traveling at this point. How is security?
Security is quite good, particularly in the capital, Tripoli. I mean, even small children and women and families were out late into the night last night celebrating the downfall of Gaddafi. It's really a joyous air in the capital. There's very much a sense that this revolution has finally really come to fruition. So the safety has gotten to a point where people are quite willing to get out in the streets, even children late at night. So things have definitely improved there. Around these small pockets of loyalist resistance, the rebels are keeping people away. But on the road, getting here, it feels quite safe.
So talk a little bit more about what's going on in the capital, because I gather that anti-Gaddafi forces have taken over much of the government buildings.
Yes, they're definitely consolidating control over the entire city. They're taking over these old buildings that were part of the Gaddafi regime. We actually went into one just the other day. It was the internal security. This is where Gaddafi's people were spying on their own people. There were sort of files everywhere. The rebels have been slowly gaining control of these places. They were just wide open. The doors had been bashed in and people had been looting them. The rebels are now securing those buildings and trying to make sure that these records don't disappear.
And of course, we're seeing reports about files uncovered in the Interior Ministry and the Foreign Ministry.
Yes, that's right. And actually, Human Rights Watch got a hold of an entire batch of documents that were coming from Gaddafi's Secret Service, basically, and showing that they were working with the CIA and the British MI6, and that they were actually actively asking to be able to take terrorism suspects and have them interrogated inside Libya. These documents just came out a few days ago. Human Rights Watch has been has objected to this practice of rendition. And these documents show that clearly, from what was in these documents, apparently the CIA was using Libya as a place of rendition to move these suspects in, have them interrogated in Libya.
And of course, at this point, these documents have not been authenticated. But the idea that the U.S. might be having suspects move to this country with a tradition of brutal questioning is something that's raising a lot of eyebrows.
Yeah, and I should add that in these documents, it does explicitly say these communications between the CIA and the Gaddafi regime. It does say that you must respect the human rights of these people. So I should add that. But it certainly does raise questions about who the U.S. and the British intelligence services were using to interrogate terror suspects in this global war on terror.
NPR's foreign correspondent Jason Beaubien, traveling in Libya. Jason, stay safe.
Will do.